Hi, this is Al from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
A female.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you this real quick as well. Female. In which state do you currently reside?
Maryland.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
Who is this?
My name is Al, calling from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. May I know, what is the year of your birth?
60.
1960? Is that correct?
Uh-huh. No.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. May I know, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. What do you say?
I said 5.
5, okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein?
I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way out, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Angela Alsobrooks or Republican Larry?
That's who I would vote for.
Angela Alsobrooks. Thank you. Uh-huh. And here are the statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. First one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Next one.
Yes, that one right there. That one, you ain't got to go no further.
Well, for quality purposes, I have to actually read all of them for you, ma'am. Next one says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The first
one. Which one? Thank you. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in Maryland when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Maryland. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Maryland. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Maryland, or abortion is totally banned in Maryland?
I'm not sure. I think it's number one. I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you very much. And how concerned are you about abortion access in Maryland? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, neither, or not very concerned, not concerned at all.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you so much. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'm all right. Say that again. I didn't hear.
Sure. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side
yes.
or will you not
yes.
vote?
Yes.
You will vote. Is that what you say?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, here's the text of question one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in Maryland in the November 2024 elections. The proposed amendment confirms an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom.
How long? How many more questions you got? Because I got to go. How many more questions? I'm trying to be polite. How many more questions?
It will be about 5 more minutes and we're over.
This is a long survey.
Just a few more minutes and we're done. The ballot says, or the amendment says, the proposed amendment confirms an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, including but not limited to the ability to make and effectuate decisions to prevent, continue, or end the individual's pregnancy, and provides the state may not directly or indirectly deny, burden, or a breach the right unless justified by compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means. Now, after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes, I will vote yes, the right to an abortion.
Thank you. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. First one, responsibility to woman, privacy, making decisions about your own body, freedom, control over your own life, rights, empathy, equality, responsibility to younger and future generations, or safety.
He is quite frankly a terrible student, and I did not want that element.
Safety.
I don't care if he's dumb to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have one more to go.
Jerry, can you just take down the two?
True. Really?
Could you please select one more?
Go ahead.
We have responsibility to women, privacy, making decisions about your own body, freedom, control over your own life, rights, empathy, equality, responsibility to younger and future generations.
Responsibility to future and younger generations.
Thank you very much. And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It doesn't make any difference because I vote every year.
Thank you so much. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
And would that be somewhat less likely to vote for the candidate, or much less likely to vote for the candidate?
Much likely to vote for the candidate. Come on, I gotta go.
Thank you. We would love to continue the survey with you, ma'am. If you learn a candidate for political office...
I gotta go. It's too much. It's too much. I'm sorry. Bye. I gotta go. It's too much.
Let's try to finish this call now, ma'am, to avoid future calls.
What?
Let's try to finish this call now to avoid
future
calls.
No, I asked you, Abdullah, you said it was one more question. Bye.
You know that there's nothing but love and respect for you.
Damn.